Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs And inshallah just like the previous episode we'll be hearing about an important matter of aqeedah Remember aqeedah is so important that if there is the slightest bit of corruption then it can be very detrimental to a person. That's why as believers we must learn our aqeedah and ensure that we're adopting the right aqeedah. And this is the intention with which we brought this silsila, this program to you on Madani channel. Inshallah, in this episode, we're going to be learning about a very important matter of faith, matter of aqeedah. And that is destiny, taqdeer. When we're young kids, we go to madrasa, we memorize Imani Mufassal, Imani Mujmal, where the scholars have summarized Iman in a few sentences, a few kalimat. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ So here, when we learn this, at that time we may not be aware of the meanings. But what is the meaning of وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى That destiny, the good of it, and other than that, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that occurs in life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's such a topic that, as you will hear, it's not to be delved into. We shouldn't give so much thought to destiny where we're preoccupied in the thoughts of qadr and taqdeer and destiny. This can be harmful, as you will hear. First of all, Allah ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr. Indeed, we created everything according to a measure. Surah Qamar, verse 49. The Mufassirun of this ayah, they say that this ayah is a refutation, a rad of those who deny taqdeer, or the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of ascribing everything in the universe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ascribe it to causes that they see. Some people say the stars are powerful, inherently powerful, and they affect things, they influence things. And others, they attribute this power to other things in creation, which is wrong. The sun, the moon, rain, clouds, lightning, solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, these kind of things. Whereas we know that all these things are created. Makhluqat. Allah Ta'ala is the creator. He is Mu'athir Haqiq. He is the real disposer of affairs. He is the real influencer. This is why on one occasion, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed his Sahaba on one occasion. What happened was rain occurred. And some of the people, they said that this is because of so-and-so star. They attributed the rain to so-and-so star. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's honorable son, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala, he passed away. People began saying, this is why he passed away. This is what's happened and this is what has occurred. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah in the morning. And he said, some people spent the night in a state of iman, some people spent the night in a state of kufr. Meaning those who attributed these things to creation itself. Sharia does not like this, for a person to think like this. And it's prevented us, prohibited us from thinking like this. Allah Ta'ala is the real affector. He causes everything. So we must believe in destiny. Then everything that happens, khair wa shar, everything that happens is by the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What is our viewpoint then? Are we majboor? Are we forced by taqdeer to do certain things? Or do we have complete free will? Or what is the situation? Here the ulama, they beautifully they state that insan is not like a stone. He has no bearing on what happens. Similarly, insan is not one who has complete free will. And he himself decides the fate of every single thing. No. In fact, Allah Ta'ala has given insan shu'ur, aqal, understanding, intellect. Now we use that intellect to try and plan as best we can. But the results or whatever happens in life, khair wa shar, it's our firm belief that it happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will for it to happen. We don't have the final say on every single matter. And Al-Quran Kareem tells us, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا That say, only that which Allah has written for us will occur with us, will inflict us, will happen to us. This is Surah At-Tawbah, verse 51. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, his qawl is, if the entire creation wants to benefit someone, but it's not the will of Allah for that to happen, then he won't be able to benefit. The whole entire creation will not be able to benefit. And if the entire creation wants to prevent something from reaching someone, wants to stop something occurring in the life of someone, but Allah has willed for it to occur, Allah has willed for someone to receive benefit, then Allah Ta'ala will carry out whatever He has willed, and the entire creation will not be able to stop it. This is taqdeer, subhanAllah. So when we think like this, everything in our life, good or bad, gaining a job, gaining promotion, vastness in rizq, losing a job, deficiency in rizq, someone being born, someone dying, all of these matters are with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one who causes them. Allah Ta'ala is the one who decides them. Allah Ta'ala has ordained them. Because of this, they occur. And it befits a believer to accept this, to do taslim, that whatever Allah has willed, that will happen, good or bad. That's our aqeedah, that's our iman. And this is why a believer is extolled, praised, and lauded. Whatever is willed for me will happen. Yes, I have intellect. Yes, I can work towards something. Yes, I can try and fulfill an aim, an objective, a goal. But will it happen exactly as I want? Not necessarily. Allah Ta'ala is the Khaliq. I remember believing in taqdeer is fard, it's obligatory. And to deny it is kufr. Such an important tenet of faith. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, as long as a person does not believe in four things, he cannot be one who believes in Allah. First thing, La ilaha illallah, meaning testifying that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving the shahada, the testification that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has sent him with the truth. That's the second thing. The third thing, believing in resurrection after death. When you die, you will be raised as well. This is also necessary. From the four things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to become a believer. And lastly, accepting taqdeer, accepting destiny. This is very, very important. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person cannot be a complete believer until he believes in the goodness and the badness, meaning the evil of taqdeer. He cannot be a complete believer until he believes that whatever calamity, affliction, and problem reaches me, and it's meant to reach me, will definitely reach me. And whatever did not reach me from evil, it was never supposed to happen to me in the first place. So it's very important to think like this daily in our lives. Sometimes we think a certain thing is not going to happen. It happens for our benefit. Sometimes we think a certain thing will not reach us. We've protected ourselves. We're cautious. No harm will reach us, but it still reaches us. This is taqdeer. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is destiny. We have to believe in it. I remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people who deny destiny in my ummah, majusu hadhihi al-ummah. They're the fire worshippers of this ummah. Abu Dawood Sharif, Sayyidina Huzayfa radiallahu anhu says, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are majus in every ummah. And the majus of this ummah are those who say that taqdeer isn't anything, is nothing. They deny taqdeer. And the Prophet ﷺ warned us about them and said, if they die, don't attend their janazah. If they fall ill, do not go to visit them. Do not go and ask and inquire about their health. They will be with Dajjal. They are companions of Dajjal. And it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure that they meet Dajjal, they accompany Dajjal as well. Another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the majus of this ummah are those who deny taqdeer. And if they fall ill, do not visit them. Do not inquire about their health. If they die, do not participate in their janazah. If you happen to meet them, do not give salam to them. And the Prophet ﷺ referred to them as the majus of this ummah. They don't believe in taqdeer. They deny taqdeer. So we learn from these narrations that believing in taqdeer, believing in destiny, believing in fate is very, very important. Otherwise, a person will fall into this category, the majus of this ummah, the fire worshippers of this ummah. And obviously it goes without saying that the majus are not praiseworthy people. They are condemnable people. They are reprehensible people. But one thing, a note of adab here. Whenever good reaches us in our life, we say, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if bad reaches us, evil happens, wrongful things happen in our life, we attribute them to ourselves. So it's because of me, because of my own actions. And in reality, that is the case. That in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in Surah Nisa, verse 79, we're told, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever happens to you from goodness is from Allah. Or whatever evil happens to you, wrongful things happen to you, is from yourself, the consequences of your own actions. In another maqam, in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Or whatever reaches you of affliction, then it is due to what your own hands have earned. وَيَعْفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ. He forgives most of the things. So this matter, taqdeer, is a very sensitive topic, very sensitive matter. What we have heard so far, we shouldn't believe in that. That's the correct aqeedah. And we shouldn't discuss it amongst ourselves in detail. This is not required from us. In fact, this is harmful. If we start to use our own limited intellects, which don't have the capacity to think of such a complex subject, then we could fall into error. What happened? Once the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they're sitting, they're discussing taqdeer. When the Prophet alayhi salam arrived, and his face was red, he was displeased, of course, he was discontent with what they were discussing. And then the Prophet alayhi salam said, have you been ordered to speak like this? Or was I sent to you for this purpose? To speak about these things. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, those before you, the previous Ummah, when they spoke about taqdeer as well, they began to differ. Ikhtilaf occurred, disputes occurred between them. This is how they were destroyed. This led to their destruction. And I give an oath of Allah to you. By Allah, do not dispute regarding taqdeer. Do not discuss regarding this matter. Now remember, these matters can lead to disputes. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said it. Can lead to the wrong conclusions. Lead to all sorts of shar. And we know the Prophet ﷺ is a mercy for all mankind. But for him to speak in this manner, to emphasize, do not speak about qadr, shows us the importance of avoiding thinking and delving into taqdeer and qadr. It's not something we can comprehend with our limited intellects. What do we believe? All goodness, all khayr, all shar, min janibillah. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our iman. Whatever occurs, it's with the will of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Once a person came to Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an, and he presented to him the salam of another person. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an said, that person who has innovated a certain matter, and he mentioned, and we know an innovation is something that does away with the sunnah, discards the sunnah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu an said, do not give him my salam. And then he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that some people from this ummah will be sunk into the earth. Some people, their faces will be disfigured. They will be hurled with stones from the sky. And who are those people? They are those who deny taqdeer. Meaning their faces will be disfigured. They will be sunk into the earth. Stones will be descended upon them. And why? Because of their aqeedah. People take aqeedah lightly today. It shouldn't be the case. Aqeedah is very, very important. Now, a few things to know. Yes, we've heard up until now that aqeedah regarding taqdeer is that everything that happens is due to the will of Allah. It's ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this does not mean a person has a license to do every evil when the consequences of that evil become manifest. He says, oh, it was meant to be. It was written. Na'udhu billah. This is not the understanding of taqdeer. He tries to justify his actions. He tries to lay the blame of the action on someone else. Ma'azallah. He tries to give this impression that he won't be asked about it. Remember, dear viewers of Madin Channel, this is incorrect. Very unfortunate. Think about it. The daily actions we do, do we do them incorrectly or correctly? We go to the office in the morning, we drive our cars, we drop our kids off to school. Do we ever sit in the car and think, today I'm not going to drive in a way that I'm holding the steering wheel, I'm just going to fold my hands? It doesn't work like that. Today I'm not going to brake, I'm going to let the car brake itself before it hits the other car. It doesn't work like that. We take every precaution there is. And when something bad happens, oh, it was meant to be. If you have contributed to that, then obviously you're going to be accountable for that. If you have done certain actions that have led to that, then you'll be accountable. We can't get it confused and say, oh, in that case, whatever's written regarding me, you know, it's going to happen, and how am I going to be taken to account? Or why am I answerable for that? Remember, our aqeedah regarding taqdeer is that Allah Ta'ala, through His pre-eternal knowledge, knows what you're going to do. You're given two decisions, He knows which one you're going to choose. So for you to say, today I'm forced, you know, I have no say in what I do, that's completely incorrect. And these choices that you have, the choices you make, you're not forced to make those choices. Allah Ta'ala knows you will make those choices. He has pre-eternal knowledge, azli ilm, and He knows that you're going to choose this and not this. So you cannot ever lay the blame on someone else. You cannot ever say, taqdeer forced me to do it. This is an incorrect understanding. And some people even say, Or if that's the case, if it's written, then why should I make dua? How do you know that a dua performed at a particular time in your life will lead to prosperity or not? The hukum is to make dua. You never know. You make dua, Allah Ta'ala has written it in your taqdeer. You make dua at that time, and then that thing becomes apparent in your life. Your dua is accepted. And remember, this hadith like this, لا يزيد في العمر إلا البر, that only righteous actions increase your lifespan. ولا يرد القدر إلا الدعاء, it's talking about one type of destiny and how nothing repels that destiny except for dua. So these are things that humans come up with themselves, try to justify things, they try to evaluate with their own limited intellects. We have to go by what the deen tells us. We have to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So there's a few types of taqdeer. One taqdeer, it's inevitable, it's going to happen whatever you do. Whether you make dua or not, it can never be changed. There's one type of taqdeer which is dependent on certain actions. You make dua, it will change in your life. And then there's a taqdeer, a type of taqdeer where elite awliya Allah, if they make dua for you, that problem of yours can be resolved. So the first type where it will happen inevitably, in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, the waqiyah of Qawm Lut is mentioned. Ibrahim alayhi salam pleaded in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala told the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam that, oh Ibrahim, don't ask me regarding them. It will happen. They'll be punished for what they did. And then there's other occasions in our life where we make dua abundantly for something and we see that dua being accepted. We see it with our own eyes, subhanAllah. Therefore, we should leave satanic whispers. We should believe in taqdeer. We should continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know which dua will lead to our problems being resolved. But inshallah, if it's written, then the dua will certainly help us. But not doing dua and saying, what's meant to happen is going to happen. This is foolishness. This is a wrong way of thinking. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to understand the reality of taqdeer in light of what the ulama of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah have written. I remember taqdeer, subhanAllah, in times where we go through turmoil, fitna, difficulty, being patient upon taqdeer gives you such contentment, peace of the heart that you could not have attained elsewhere. So taqdeer has so many fawaid. Believing taqdeer, understanding taqdeer, that this is meant to be. And Allah Ta'ala has given me sabr upon this situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to avoid delving deeply into taqdeer and speaking amongst ourselves regarding it and to adopt the proper aqeedah regarding destiny. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs we find our way. Guided by faith we kneel and pray each day. Guided by